There's one big difference between Lincoln Representative Edmund Giannae's casino bill and the Senate bill favored by the governor. Giannae's bill allows for two casinos, one near the Massachusetts border, like the Senate bill, and Giannae proposes another casino in the White Mountains. Giannae says his proposal would bring just short of $300 million into the state, and he says his plan is more fair because it does not specify which two towns would host the casinos.
This job is not polluted with politics. This bill, it does not have any favoritism.
The committee also took up a plan sponsored by Representative Steve Valancourt. That bill provides for six casinos with a total of 5,000 slot machines. Each would be staffed, managed, and operated by the state. Valancourt's bill estimates as much as $500 million in state revenue and would allow only for video slot machines, not high-stakes table gaming. For State Impact New Hampshire and NHPR, I'm Emily Corwin.